Despite our woke times, we still have a Eurocentric view of historical happenings. When we think about North American history, for example, we think of 16th century English and French colonists arriving on the Northeast coast and Spanish colonists in the South. Of course, American history began long before that, and it unfolded across the entire continent. The southwestern state of Arizona became part of the U.S. in 1912. It is, however, one of the longest continually inhabited places in North America, with a history stretching back thousands of years. Native American civilizations have lived in Arizona for over 10,000 years. According to historical records, they had their first contact with Europeans in 1539, via a Spanish expedition led by French missionary Marcos de Niza. By then, a territory of the Spanish Empire, known as New Spain, had already been established. In 1804, what was known as Alta California became a province of New Spain. Alta California encompassed parts of Arizona, as well as the bordering states of California, Nevada, and Utah, and parts of New Mexico, Colorado, and Wyoming. For 300 years, Mexico, which shares a border with Arizona to the south, was also part of New Spain. But following the Mexican War of Independence from 1810 to 1821, the country became independent. A year on, Alta California became Mexican territory. The Mexican-American War from 1846 to 1848 changed Arizona's fortunes again when most of the areas formerly comprising Alta California were ceded to the U.S. In 1863, Arizona was organized as a separate territory, and on the 14th of February, 1912, it became the 48th U.S. state. Today, Arizona's long history is visible in its people and places. One quarter of the state is made up of Native American reservations. Among them is the village of Araibi, on the Hopi Reservation in Navajo County. Established before 1100, it is considered to be the oldest continuously inhabited settlement in North America.